some discussions about new XF ideas with HCL, China Mobile, and Samsung. And I'll show you the. You're seeing my PowerPoint now, right?
Yes.
Yes. So these are the XFs we have currently. So the orange ones were officially part of the Prunch release. The KPI Mon is now going into the Cherry release. But then based on the discussions, we've actually had lots of ideas on how to extend this. So these blue ones are new ideas for XApps. So a couple of these XApps we could, for example, China Mobile, James, I see you're there, was proposing that they would look at load prediction XApp. In this picture, I drew it as a component between the QP driver and the QP predictor. But there are a couple of different ways we could integrate this. It would be using essentially the measurements that are produced from the RAN and stored in the UE and cell metrics to predict, for example, the cell load in the next time window. I have another slide where there's a different proposal on where this would reside. And then the predictor would use the predicted workload, for example, to drive the traffic steering. HCL was interested in doing machine learning related work. So one idea would be to do an anomaly detection based on these metrics. And the anomaly detection could then also feed into the traffic steering. For example, if the anomaly detection is detecting an anomaly in a certain cell, maybe the traffic steering would avoid steering traffic towards that cell. And also HCL was expressing interest in providing maybe an alternative machine learning model for the QP predictor, and we can compare those models, or what our machine learning folks are saying is that it's very typical in the machine learning world to actually combine machine learning models to provide even better a combined prediction out of multiple models. And then, so those two we could kind of tie in into the traffic steering use case. And there were a couple of other XApp ideas. Jointly with Samsung, we proposed the signal storm or DDoS protection use case in working group one last week. And Samsung, Junsong was expressing interest in working actually on a simple version of that XApp. None of these blue ones are basically committed to Cherry yet. I think both HCL and China Mobile are still determining under what license they can contribute open source code. And then after that has been determined, I can request the repos to be created in LF. And Samsung also has this RANCON scheduler controller XApp that initially they were thinking of providing in Prunch release, but then that kind of fell through. Jun promised to discuss internally whether that XApp could also be open sourced. And all these XApps with these blue arrows kind of indicate that they have their own E2 service models. And given that only the KPI Mon or the KPM service model is standardized, and the traffic steering service model is in the works, but the other ones would basically, we could basically use our own imagination to come up with the initial service models, and then maybe we can kind of feed this back into working group three into the service model discussions. And finally, China Mobile, James was proposing that there's a RAN slicing SLA assurance use case, and they might be interested in working on a on a XApp related to that in the open source community. So this is the picture I promised to show James. How this load predictor could also fit. One alternative is that it basically reads the metrics from the UEN cell, the metrics namespace, and updates the metrics, provides predicted metrics, like essentially extend the schema. Or the other proposal that our local ML guy was saying was that maybe this load predictor could have a separate feed of these predicted loads into the QP XApp, and the QP XApp itself will combine the current metrics and the predicted metrics for its prediction. So at this point, we do not have any user stories assigned to HCL or China Mobile, but after we kind of settle on which XApps the teams want to implement for Cherry and under what license they will be, we can get the process going. And meanwhile, if there's anybody, I sent an email to Ramesh yesterday reminding him that if there's somebody in the team who, for example, wants to get familiar with the Hello World XApp that's in C++ and is familiar with C++, there are some user stories that could be done to extend that and update that XApp, for example.
Yes, Nadi, we would be interested in that. I don't know if I wasn't specific in my reply. Sorry about that. We are interested in picking up that.
Okay, so we need to have you looked at what user stories are there, or some of them may be a little cryptic. There was some more speculative work on how to encapsulate E2SM and E2AP in C++ objects. That would probably be kind of hard to transition, but there are kind of more straightforward user stories, like, for example, updating the Hello World XApp to use the latest C++ XApp framework, where we include operations for reporting metrics and alarms, as well as make it easier for an XApp to consume the O1 configuration updates. So I would suggest that as maybe the first one. And then, of course, if somebody is interested in doing more unit tests and basically increasing test coverage. But so please send me an email and saying this person would like to take this user story, or if you so I don't just randomly assign some user story to your team. So does anybody? Does anybody, James, do you want to comment on anything related to the China Mobile potential extensions? I know that you were able to get the traffic steering use case running with Ron's help, so that was great.
Yeah, at this point, thanks, Manik. Thanks for putting together those ideas in PowerPoint. Yeah, at this point, we work with our China team. They have some ideas, like especially they have some data set for quality of experience prediction associated with, say, if you play a video on your user endpoint. So I think for the load prediction, we have a pretty good idea, like what we can do, and we're going to finalize the ideas, and maybe later today or this week we can proceed to the next step to work offline with you. Okay. For the RAN slice SLA assurance, it could be we haven't had the final story yet, but this is something like maybe in the next phase or after the Cherry release.
Yeah. Okay. So I can mark that as a dawn release. So maybe we can, so hopefully we can get this load prediction and maybe the anomaly detection into Cherry release. And then I need to, I don't think anybody from Samsung from the XApp team is here, right? It doesn't seem like it. So I will reach out to Jun Song again by email and find out what his what the latest is on either the DDoS protection or the scheduler controller. Any other questions or comments today? If not, we will continue coordinating by email like we've been doing, and then
maybe,
yes.
So for the traffic steering work to continue, right? You still need that simulation trace file from Viavi, right? I don't know if Viavi is on the call, but don't you, where are we with that?
We still, to my knowledge, we still haven't received any trace file. And I think a lot of people would be interested in on this. Anybody who is doing any kind of prediction, anomaly detection, load prediction, QoE prediction. I think when we get the file, we'll share that in the LF repo.
So you haven't reached out to Olten? Ron, have you reached out to Olten?
Ron has been reaching out. I think Ron had to drop out. Ron has been reaching out to them like every couple of days. And what the latest we got was the schema last week, but
yes.
I don't believe, I haven't seen any email saying that we would have actually received any data files yet.
Okay, so let me set up a meeting maybe just with Dalton and you. We can see if we can get something this week.
Okay.
You said that they were ready to share, but maybe some clearance issues. Okay.
Yeah, it has sounded like they're almost ready to give us something for a long time now, but I don't know what actually has.
Okay. Let me take that action. Yeah.
Okay. So that's all.
And from a planning perspective, which sprint would this fit in? I mean, the work that you're trying to do right now. You're just beginning Cherry, right? So,
well, we have to basically get confirmation from HCL and China Mobile that they are basically committed to doing this. The definitely interest is there. And I think, and we need to iron out some of the details, like which license, whether they can do this work under Apache 2 or the other license, because that affects the repo naming. I haven't planned it at this point because we are kind of that much early stage, exactly which sprint.
Right.
Each effort would be done.
Okay. Yeah. I'll follow up with Viavi then. Yeah.
Okay. Any last calls? Okay, if there's nothing else, thank you everybody, and we'll be in touch by email and set up extra meetings if necessary, and if not, then we'll talk again in 2 weeks.
Okay, thanks everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.